I'll never make it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy Wallace, and I host the show. And today I have another extraordinary guest, and we're going to be picking on him shortly and interviewing him and letting him tell everybody a little bit about himself. And what we will do is, if anybody has questions, possibly we will open the phone lines and let you call in, but we will make sure first we will ask my guest, and if he says okay, we will do that. Otherwise, everyone will get to sit and listen and enjoy the show. Welcome to the show, Dr. Treya.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be on the show.
Now, your name is very, very hard to pronounce.
Yes.
Okay? So, could you do me a favor and...
Yeah, you can call me shortly as Data.
Data? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but do me a favor and give me your whole entire name so all the people that are listening know who you really are.
Okay, Data Treya Shiva Baba is the whole name, and that's how I am listed in my website and also in the YouTube.
Okay. And can you tell them how to spell it so they can find
it? Dattatreya is D-A-T-T-R-E-Y-A, Dattatreya.
Okay.
Shiva Baba, S-I-V-A-B-A-B-A.
Okay. We'll do that again as we go on to the show, just to make sure everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited to have you on. I've heard actually a lot of good things about you from my PR person, Maria. And she said to tell you hi. I don't know if you remember her, but she was very excited. She listens to you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So can you do me a favor and tell the listeners what you do and what prompted you to start doing what you do and how long you've been doing it?
Well, you know, I became known to these Western part of the world, particularly America, through Wayne Dyer.
Okay.
Wayne Dyer is well known in the spiritual community. And I had given him a meditation. And at that time, I was not actively involved in seeing people. I was very introvert, and I was meditating myself, not seen in the public. And I gave him a meditation called the Awe Meditation, which he put it on a CD and made it available. And also he dedicated a book, his book called Manifest Your Destiny. You are in charge of your destiny. And through him, you know, I became known to particularly America. And the whole thing about my teaching that I gave him, and I also teach these days, is you create your own destiny, your own reality, and then you do this by your own thought process. And I have given a meditation that is the Awe Meditation. And it is a meditation to create the reality that you want to create. Instead of talking about it through theories and intellectual presentations, the yogis do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And their way is very precise, and there is no blah blah involved. So all the theories by yogic standard is just blah blah. So they say that your energy, your creation takes place at two levels. One, procreation, which takes place at the lowest chakra, where you create another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the same energy and then move it to your third eye chakra, which corresponds to your pineal gland and the pituitary gland. And then there you use the energy to create a home, a car, a job, a business, or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever you want to create. So it's a very simple, practical technique that I just shared with Wayne Dyer. So I told him, you know, before you take it to the world, you have thousands of people come to your seminar. So just, you know, I want you to experiment it in your life and then your friend's life. And then if you feel that it works, then take it to the world. And since then, there are about a couple of million people in America who are using this technique. So I'm very delighted about it. So the thing about this whole meditation is, it's not just theory, it's just a practice.
Mm-hmm.
It is a way of how to create. It's the procreative energy that becomes the creative energy for other things. That's This is a part of Kundalini Yoga.
Okay. A lot of people, because of kind of the way that they've been raised, you know, with thinking that you can't have what you want or you can't do this or you can't do that, they have a really hard time believing that, you know, a simple meditation actually, or even changing their way of thinking, could help bring them about all of their hopes and desires.
Well, it is, you know, you have to experiment anything before you discredit it. That's what I am saying to
mm-hmm.
people. So you have to give it a try and then see if it works. And if it doesn't work, there is no reason to believe in it.
Okay.
That's what I mean. People say, then come and say, I have used your meditation for a year and nothing has happened. Then I said, you are not wise. You know, why do you want to do something that doesn't work for 1 year? I wouldn't want to work with something that doesn't work. I just tell them, give a trial for 90 days maximum.
Okay, so about 90.
Yeah, and then if it doesn't work, quit.
Okay. Now, the meditation that you're talking about is called R meditation?
Yeah, the R meditation, yeah.
Okay, that, but there's a couple other ones that you also teach. One is called La Shimi, or something like that?
Yeah, there is a meditation which uses a mantra. Mantra for the goddess of wealth. So the yoga in this tradition that I belong to, they use seed words, are called mantras. Just as a seed carries a whole tree within itself, and so if anybody asks, the banyan tree, which is so huge, and the seed is very small, the tree is in the seed. Okay, you can hold the mm-hmm. seed in your hand.
Right.
Okay, but you don't see the tree. But mm-hmm. the tree is inside the seed. The mantra, the sounds are like the seed. They carry energy capsules. They are like energy capsules. They have energy. There are energy for relationship, energy for wealth, there's energy for health. These are all in the form of seed words, are called mantras. And I just put them out in 12 videos, and Nightingale Conan a few years ago wanted to promote it, and then they said it's a money-back guarantee. There were 55 seed words I put it out. And then still do it, but I do it much more inexpensively now. You don't have to go and buy anything from anyone. It's all in the YouTube now. I put most of the sounds in the YouTube videos.
Okay.
And then that is available for everyone. There are 145 videos that I have put. So okay. you don't have to pay a dime to get these things.
Would it be possible for you to maybe give one of either the R meditation or one of the mantras out
yeah.
to the listener?
The best meditation is still what I gave Wayne Dyer,
okay.
the R meditation, because that can give you anything you want. Okay, and that is simple enough. Okay, the way to practice is also very simple. There is no need to change your lifestyle. There is no need to abstain from meat or eating fish, nothing. No need to change your lifestyle. You do whatever you want to do, but you do this technique. Simply sit down anywhere and then take a few minutes out. It's also on the YouTube. I just revised the meditation since I have given it to Wayne. So I put it out on the YouTube too. It's a 4-minute meditation. That's all it takes.
You know,
you can do it even less than 4 minutes. And people always complain. There was a radio interview that I gave. The people complained that I don't have time to meditate. And I said I wrote a book called 1 Minute Guide to Prosperity and Meditation. And in the 1 minute, you use 9 sounds. And the 9 sounds are enough to give you material and spiritual prosperity.
Okay. Those 9 sounds, you said that they're very easy.
Pardon?
You said that the 9 sounds, they're very easy sounds.
Yeah, the 9 sounds are A, U, ma, om, na, ma, shi, va, ya. These are the nine sounds. It's on the YouTube too. People can go. It's right on the first page that I put how these sounds work.
Okay.
So they can go and check it out. And then there are, believe me, that I just started it about 3 months ago. About 400, nearly 400,000 video views.
Yeah.
That's 100,000 people a month, which I am very delighted about.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, when people try to do some of the mantras that people put out there, they're usually very, very long and very, very hard to deal with. And a lot of people don't necessarily want, like you said, to take that time because they all talk about, well, that's a lot and I don't have a lot of time. But if they sit and they do the nine, you know, the nine sounds, basically.
The nine sounds take only 1 minute, all of them together.
So could they do it longer than 1 minute?
Oh, yeah. There is an extended meditation. The only thing is you repeat it again.
Okay, so you just kind of keep repeating it for that 10 minutes.
Yeah, you repeat it for 5 minutes if you have 5 minutes. If you repeat it for 10 minutes, you have half an hour. There are people who repeat it for an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a CD which repeats it for about 20 minutes and 40 minutes.
Okay, so...
So it's basically the 1 minute that you just extend it.
Okay, so if everybody goes to YouTube...
Yeah.
Now, spell your name again so they can find
it. Yeah, it's Dattatreya Shiva Baba, Dattatreya, Shiva Baba, SivaBaba.
Because people, we'll do it again, you know, a couple times before
we'll
we're
do
over.
Yeah, D-A-T-T-R-E, sorry, D-A-T-T-A-A, well, I got to get it right here.
Okay.
That, D-A... T T A T R E Y A S I V A B A B A.
And that's it for people who are having a hard time maybe hearing it. It is D like dog, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you been practicing your knowledge?
Since I am very young in this lifetime, maybe since I am 5-6 years old, I am now 58.
Okay. So, in your practice,
mm-hmm.
when you first started, let's go there. When you first started as a child,
mm-hmm.
was it hard for you to take, you know, to take what they were showing you or teaching you?
Well, you know, when I was young, my knowledge was not as elaborate as it is now. So I just was chanting something, you know.
Okay.
And I was, when I was very young, I was attracted to the Buddha for his non-violence and and his views on don't kill animals, you know, just eat vegetarian food and these things attracted me. So I was practicing a lot of Buddhist teachings and meditations.
Okay. So about how old were you that when you figured out that what you had been practicing actually was working?
Well, I have always changed my practices. And I'm still changing. Because
okay.
I don't think that, you know, something is going to be good forever.
Okay.
So I have a hard time believing that whatever I believed 2 years ago are not true today because I have moved, I have learned more. So I have changed as I went on. And whatever I did not work, I just dropped it.
Okay.
And then I just moved on to find out something that works. That this is an eternal process that's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm. Which is going on, actually, in everybody's life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know...
Yeah, that's why I have a hard time telling people that whatever I said 2 years ago still holds good. See, I have I have some, you know, I have written a PhD dissertation for the University of Pittsburgh where I got my PhD. I don't believe in it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was already old. And, I, you know, and then that's why, you know, even the book that I wrote on 1 Minute Guide to Meditation, you know, I don't know how much I believe in it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem in saying, you know, whatever is old is I don't believe it in anymore. That's why I have problem with people. I ask them, you know, how do you think that what you wrote about 20 years ago is still valid? You know, just because it's a bestseller doesn't mean that they are still good.
Did they give you an answer for that one?
No, they don't, because it's because I have no vested interest in selling books, or, you know, I'm just a radical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just say, you know, I don't believe it in anymore.
But see, that's okay, because I really believe that as people start to, you know, gain better insight, better knowledge, or evolve, whatever words you want to choose, that there is always going to be something new and probably something better.
That's true. Yeah, that's why I tell people, I just tell them that I don't believe it in anymore. Okay, so I have something very new and more, profound and more rewarding. I was in New York yesterday, and I just was telling them that I would teach the AH meditation different now.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep the word AH all the time, okay, in your mind, and then it will create a tremendous amount of creative energy within you. Okay.
In your teachings,
mm-hmm.
Now I'm sure there has been, like you said a little bit earlier, millions and millions of people by now who have at least heard what you taught to Wayne Dyer.
Definitely.
Okay. Now that's the AH meditation.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the one that you still believe in.
Yes.
Okay. And so some of the other ones, even the ones that you have on YouTube now, are those all newer ones? Or?
Yeah, they are some of the old ones, but then I have changed the practice, you know, the techniques a little differently, and so that it has more power and more use than I used to be teaching it in an old way.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, the AH meditation, I used to teach it differently when I gave to Wayne Dyer. Also, when I put it on the YouTube, it's a meditation where you raise the energy from the sex center to the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I told New York yesterday, you just can hold the sound, just keep it repeating it, you know, remember it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit down and even meditate on it.
Yeah, see, I'm a very firm believer that what we meditate on, we don't have to constantly sit there for hours and hours to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That I think a shorter meditation, like what you're talking about, a minute, 5 minutes.
You don't even need to, you know, as long as you maintain a consciousness beyond thought,
mm-hmm.
okay, at a feeling level, beyond desire. Desire is even more refined than a thought form.
Okay.
You know, if you get into that level, that is a level, you know, if you go to a yogi, you will say that the best meditation is that when you can finish it within 250th division of a second.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. So that's the time needed for any mantra to be fully operational and powerful. So 250th division of a second is impossible for ordinary people to conceptualize. Because
right.
even just, say one, it's 1 second, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to, realize or appreciate 250th division of a second? The computer can do it.
Right.
But the human mind is unable to do it. So what it means is that you have to get beyond the thought form, because thought is a very slow process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thought brings in a very slow time. So you have to go to a condition prior to thought And within that time, within that domain, you have an appreciation of time shorter than a second, in which the 250th part division of a second is possible to appreciate.
So when people basically talk about, I'm in a zone, do you think that has a lot to do with maybe their mind being, you know, kind of where you're talking about? Do you know what I mean by that? Like when they say, I'm in a zone, in other words, everything just seems to be going the right way. You're not tired. You have great energy. Things seem to be very successful, and they seem to happen almost immediately.
Well, you know, what happens is, for most people, manifestation is very difficult. That's what, you know, that's why in every country, including the United States, only 3% of the people have everything that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are still suffering. It's not that people are suffering in China or India. Even here, 50% of the people or more people do not have medical insurance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I was in New York, and then I was talking to a girl who is doing some work for me on the YouTube. And she has a degree from the NYU after paying $35,000 every year to go to school. And then they come out and then they find they cannot even make $1,000 a month.
Right.
You know. And she said all that she wants is $25 a week for her grocery, that she has a hard time to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That breaks my heart. That's why I want to teach these things to people, okay? So manifest. Okay, come into, you know, creating more consciousness in these people. That there is another way of looking at reality other than what you are exposed to.
But that I agree with. I think the way people look at reality is all different, and I'm not sure that any one person really looks at reality the same way.
Yeah. But then they have to, you know, look at and try different things and see what works. You know.
Do you think maybe sometimes people have a hard time not getting what they really want because they put it out there like they think they want it and they believe they want it, but yet the logic mind kicks in and goes, yeah, but why should you have it?
You know, to answer this question, everybody should have at least a minimum comfort level. Minimum should have a budget car at least, a decent apartment, you know, to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, these things are the basics. The basics should be covered, should have a medical insurance, you know. And beyond that, you know, if you want to go a private jet, that's a different issue, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And at least, should not, people should not be without a place to live, without a, you know, and pay for their bills, you know,
mm-hmm.
monthly bills, you know. At least they have to take care of that first, instead of being, you know, a philosopher. So at least, you know, you should have minimum comfort level, and then you should, and then. Start from there. Even that is not happening.
No, it really isn't. When you look around, you see it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you think it's not happening because people are really believing that they cannot have it, or they don't quite know how to do it? I mean,
you know, it is because of what is called karma. If
okay.
the karma is right, then everything will happen on its own. Okay. You don't have to work too hard. Things will happen very easily. And what is karma? Karma is not a metaphysical thing. Karma is what you have thought about or created through your own thought forms for many lifetimes. And if you are thinking a particular thought over and over again, and that creates karma. And those who are billionaires and multi-billionaires in this lifetime, the most of the people I was reading the other day, most of the billionaires are self-made billionaires. And it happened like miraculously for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're super smart or super intelligent, but it happened to them. It's because they have built up the energy over a period of many lifetimes. Even the Buddha, who did not believe in a God or believe in a soul, believed in this karma, which is thought forms that carry from a lifetime to another lifetime through a process. Since he did not believe in a soul, he said these thought forms are there and then they continue. Okay, you don't have to bring in a God to understand this. That was the Buddha's model. He said, but these things continue and bring you a new lifetime. That's why it is very important to take control of your thought patterns. So, for instance, the meditation is not very, you know, mystical or anything. It's very simple. I used to give this example to people, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
He was in school. Already wanted to become, was a great movie star, like Robert De Niro.
Okay.
So, and Robert De Niro was his mantra. So I am Robert De Niro, I am Robert De Niro, I am Robert De Niro, I am Robert De Niro. He kept on, his mind kept on saying, I am Robert De Niro, I am Robert De Niro. He walked like Robert De Niro, put his sunglasses like Robert De Niro, and then his eating style, and everything, his clothes and everything. His whole mind and soul and body, everything was Robert De Niro. And then he did become one. And the same thing I say about these two guys, David Letterman and then Jay Leno. And their whole consciousness was filled with Johnny Carson. I'm Johnny, I'm Johnny, I'm Johnny. This is how the mantra works. You just go on saying that, reaffirming this particular thought over and over again, and then it creates such tremendous amount of energy, and then it manifests in the physical world. But instead of, you know, people go wrong when they don't have a good goal. But most people have, you know, have this mantra, I'm a loser, I'm a loser, I'm a loser. So they lose, okay?
Yep.
That's what it is.
Is there a way, because a lot of people are really like that, they're a loser, they're a loser, is there a way to help them, you know, do a different form of meditation or something, you know, that will help them to kind of...
Yeah, I just, you know, one thing that you have to, you know, especially I'm more into helping people who don't have the money and resources. I just tell them that you have come here with a program that I'm a loser and nothing is going to work for me. I won't get a job. I won't get good clothes. I won't be able to buy a new car. I won't be able to buy new clothes or shoes. You know, this program is going on in their mind all the time. And then because it's in spite of themselves, okay? It's subconscious, it's unconscious, it's also conscious. So it's all, you know, completely filled with this negative programming. So this is what I call as karma. So you have to diffuse it, and I have given some sounds from the yogis. You know, that sound is Tirunilakantam. It's also in the YouTube, you know.
Okay.
So they, and it has got, you know, thousands, several thousands of hits. People come and they can listen to it, the sound. And as you go on, it will cancel all these negative thought forms that I'm not good enough. I can't do that, you know. That's a wrong attitude. You know, every moment is new.
Okay.
You know, you can change your reality and come up to live it.
Yeah.
No. I have listened to this crap many times. It doesn't work. Okay. You know, if you think it is crap, it is crap.
Right.
Okay. That's the bottom line. Okay. And if you think they know, I cannot accept this crap of living life in poverty, then you will go and create another reality.
Like when I do my readings, I really try to make them very, very positive. I try to give them some kind of a positive thought. But I tell them that, you know, I can't change it for them, that they really have to do their work.
Of course.
That, you know, they have to have a different mindset.
Yeah.
They have to really believe that they can have everything that they want. And, again, a lot of people find that very hard because of, like you're saying, the negative thoughts that go on constantly. So they may, you know, start to put out those positive affirmations, but they're still not quite believing them from either with inside themselves or
something. Yeah, you have to really, really change 100% inside out, you know. And then if you are, you know, if you choose to remain negative, then nobody can help.
And the other thing, I mean, these really don't happen overnight, do they?
Wait, it happened overnight. Yesterday I was in New York, and then this guy said that there are so many miracles around me, because one of the things that I teach is miracles are possible.
Okay.
And if you say that it doesn't happen overnight, then that becomes a reality.
Okay.
The day you believe that will happen any moment, and then and I expect this miracle any moment, then miracles will happen.
Yeah,
so everything is what you really put it out.
Because I always have them put out the word now.
Yeah.
With
now.
Whatever they're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, we don't know. No, I just wanted to wait. There was an email I was reading this morning, and then he said, it will take a couple of years for me to make money, and then I will, you know, and then I will think about marriage, and then, you know. You know, you create your own reality. Why do you take a couple of years? If you think it's a couple of years, because you are following a certain model, and then it will take a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want quick, then the universe will give you opportunities that to make that money quick, okay?
Yes.
This is what I have two videos called Compressing Time. You know, you can make 10 years job done in 1 year. And then they ask me, how can you do 10 years work in 1 year? If you are making 10 years, like say $2 million, and it's $2 million that you will make in 10 years, if you make in 1 year, then you have done 10 years of work.
True.
Yeah. And then you can't even conceive of it. This particular video of Compressing Time has done very well on the YouTube.
Okay, so now the things that you have out there already, are all of them on YouTube, or is there...
All of them are on YouTube. I have put more YouTube than I should have done.
Probably not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's 145 video clips. Okay.
Okay, so if they go on to your YouTube part,
yeah.
Is there like a list of things that come up that they can click onto?
Yeah. All of them are there. I have a channel called Dattatreya Shiva Baba. If it is very hard for you, you can go to my website, Shiva Baba, SIVABABA, .org. That has the address of the YouTube.
Okay, .org. Okay, now we're going to put that out again before we're done anyway. So, you know,
yeah.
If somebody didn't get it, we'll put it out again.
Yeah.
The things that you have on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, all of those are free.
Yes, they are completely free.
Okay, and on your website, if they go to your website instead...
In my website, there is no information except my teachings and my writings are there. They are also free.
Okay.
Yeah. So
the
you can see my writings. Maybe I have written about a lot of newsletters, about 100 of them. There is there. That's
okay.
Free.
Do you think it would help?
Or if they want to download a video, a meditation, that's only $1.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Do you think if our schools would help our children to learn how to do certain meditations or all the meditations, do you think it would put actually the children that are here today into
I have a program. There are a lot of my students are volunteers, and then they are teaching these meditations symbols like and then at schools, and then we have a program called the Super Kids program, and then these programs we have experimented in Canada, in Mexico, and then also in here in San Francisco where I am now, and the students are 7, 8 year old, 9 year, 10 year, and also up to the school, high school students. They saw remarkable progress even after using this technique for about a few weeks, 2-3 weeks.
That's pretty good.
And the testimonies have come from the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to these kids. Whatever they do with these simple syllables like a, e, u. And then it has a tremendous amount of impact on them.
Do you also think that a lot of these children, that have been put on these drugs for ADD, ADHD, and stuff like that, do you think that it would be helpful for those particular children also?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. That's what the program is for, the Super Kids program. It's for people to develop different areas of their brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, you know, they're here in one school. It's a Catholic school where some volunteers introduced the Super Kids program, these sounds. And then they found, these nuns found it's very useful, especially with kids who have learning disabilities. And then also very aggressive. They had remarkable results.
Yeah, I would think it would really help. I have a non-for-profit organization called the Child's Miracle Mind.
Uh-huh.
And it's to try to help these children either not be put on the drugs or to get off
uh-huh.
the drugs. And I'm actually trying to get backing to turn it into what's called the School of Now,
yeah.
which would be all these kind of teachings that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that everybody can, you know, all these children can really start to be all they can be without all the restrictions, all the labels, all of the names put on them.
Yeah.
And I think that would probably be very helpful to a lot of the children that are going through this particular phase at the time.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Well, you know, this school program I started very recently, so I'm sure that it will pick up momentum because this is a teacher training program has just been completed.
Mm-hmm.
So these people will take this all over the world. There are already people in Germany, France, and England who have got trained. So I'm very happy about that.
That would be really great. I think it would be, again, really helpful for us to start at a much younger level with kids
mm-hmm.
than necessarily waiting till they get to, like, first grade.
Because
mm-hmm. usually by the time kids get to first grade, a lot of their habits have already been formed, and a lot of them are based upon what either their parents have told them, what kind of conditions they're living in, or, you know, just kind of what's been going on in their life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to me...
Yeah, I agree with you that we have to get a hold of these kids when they're very young and then teach these sounds so that they can progress very well in their life.
A lot of the schools, because I have talked to a lot of the people, a lot of the schools have a very hard time with making any kind of change at all. It's like they want to keep the same old system. They want to, you know, they don't want to change. And I think there has to be a time someplace coming in, maybe through your school and the knowledge that you have, that will help the school to understand that the system really needs to be changed.
Yeah. Well, you know, if any change, you know, you bring is going to be resisted in the beginning, but it's a slow process, but then it will be done.
It will be done.
I'm positive that things are changing now, and... So it will pick up, soon.
Now, let's spell out your whole name again so they can find you on YouTube, okay?
Yeah, Dattatreya Sivababa. D-A-T-T-A, Datta, T-R-E-Y-A, Sivababa, S-I-V-A-B-A-B-A.
Okay, and your website?
My website is Sivababa, SIVABABA.org.
Okay. Now, is the Dattatreya, is it all one word?
Yeah. Dattatreya Sivababa is the full name. And if you have trouble finding it, Sivababa.org is simple. So you can go there and you get all the information there. SIVABABA.org. Sivababa.org.
Okay, now are you still going to different towns and lecturing and helping teach?
No, I don't usually do it. I go to New York because I have a lot of following in New York. And then also to San Francisco. So these two places... In the United States, I do, but not frequently.
Okay. Is it on your website when you're going to do it?
Yeah, it will be on my website. As a matter of fact, there is going to be a program in the Institute of Noetic Sciences in San Francisco. I'm doing a two-day program in their venue the coming weekend. It's a two-day seminar.
Okay.
Yeah. There are my students teaching everywhere, but my personal appearances are going to be limited, and I don't go everywhere.
Okay. How many students do you have teaching about, do you know?
I have, I have several thousands. I do not, whom I have met over the past 20 years.
If somebody
and then,
go ahead.
Yeah, and then I write some general newsletter occasionally that goes to about 5,000 people. That's our thing. But in my YouTube has the most response. I have about 400,000 views over the past 3 months.
That's pretty good. If somebody wanted to learn to be one of your teachers, is that possible?
Somebody wants to do what?
If somebody wanted to learn your way and be a teacher for you.
No, I don't teach teachers. I don't, these are all people. There is nothing formal. These are all people who have studied a long time with me. And then I just give them permission to teach. There is no teacher training program.
Okay.
For the kids program, yes, there is a program. But for adults, there is no teacher training program. These are the people who are close to me whom I have given permission to teach.
Okay.
And there are only very few of them.
Very few. I don't blame you. Yeah. Is Wayne Dyer one of them?
Yeah, Wayne Dyer is one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I interviewed Wayne Dyer almost a year ago. He's actually quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's do this again because I want to make sure people get the correct spelling of your name. So can you spell the whole thing out again for the YouTube and also for your website?
Yeah, Dattatreya Shivababa is the YouTube, which is D-A-T-T-A, Dattatreya, T-R-E-Y-A, Shivababa, S-I-V-A-B-A-B-A.
Okay. And then it's just the Shivababa.
And then shivababa.org is my website, which is shivababa.org.
Okay, now
I think the easiest thing is is to just go to my website, shivababa.org.
Okay,
that's the easy. Then once they go there, then they can get all information about the YouTube and the spelling of my name. Everything will be there.
Okay.
Instead of getting complicated with the Dattatreya Shivababa. So let it be simple, shivababa.org, shivababa.org. So if you go to that website, that gives all the information.
Okay. Is there a way for people to contact you on your website?
No. I don't, take private clients or anyone. I don't personally address things unless they are very close to me.
Okay. But there's enough everything out there that...
Everything else is there on the, all that I have to teach, it's there on the YouTube.
Okay. When it comes to the meditations,
mm-hmm.
you said you have 149 on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. For the meditations, because there's many of them, are they for all different areas?
Yeah, the 145 videos that is on YouTube can be organized under different categories or themes. Now they are available also on DVD forms from my website. For instance, I have extensively commented on The Secret, the movie that became popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
The Secret. So I have put out about 20 videos on The Secret of Manifestation.
Okay.
And some of them I approve, some of them I don't approve, and then I say where they go wrong and how can you correct them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing. And then there is another theme like how to manifest based on my own teachings. That's another theme. Then there are astrology is one. So there are seven DVDs available also that they can buy from my website. And these are all just YouTube videos.
Okay. You just mentioned astrology. How have you related astrology to the rest of it?
Well, astrology is basically a reflection of your own karma. So by looking at a certain person's horoscope, you can say where the problems are. You know, for instance, if you know astrology, you can say if the second house and the 11th house or even the first house are not powerful, that person will have a very difficult life. Money will not come, jobs won't be regular, there will be too many problems.
Okay.
And then, you know, apart from, I don't practice Western astrology, I practice only Vedic astrology, which is Indian astrology, and if things have gone wrong, then you can do remedies, which is in the form of a meditation or a ritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, and in fact, I have put so many videos on that topic too, about 10 or 15 on why there is a problem in my relationship, why there is problem with my money, or why there is problem with my house, with my health. All these can be traced back to the position of your planets, and then how you can remedy those situations. So I have done that too.
See, because a lot of people, when you talk about astrology, they're, for whatever reason, they think that whatever is there, and there's no way to really change it.
Yeah, but that is Western astrology. In Western
right.
astrology, there are no remedies.
See, and I've never agreed with them. Because I believe there's always a way
to
change
something.
Yeah,
definitely. In Western astrology, they just only give you a reading based on the planets.
Mm-hmm.
But in India, the Vedic astrology, there are remedies. You can remedy any situation. But it won't be, you know, 100% possible to turn your life around. At least it will help you to salvage the problems.
Okay.
Like, for instance, you are making $10,000 a year, that will help you to make $25,000 or $30,000.
Okay, but that
you won't become a millionaire because there is no provision within your karma.
Okay, but that's still important for people to understand that they can change it.
Yeah.
Or they can create it to be better than what it chose to be.
Yeah.
See, because again, here, like you've just said, in Western astrology, they don't do that. And
yeah, so in Western astrology, there are no remedies. That's what I'm trying to make the Western astrologers aware of. You know, what's the problem? What's the purpose of saying that you don't have money? I know that. I don't have to go to an astrologer to find out that I don't have a good money karma, or I don't have a good relationship. I know that I don't have a relationship. So I don't want the astrologers to know, to tell me the obvious. It's mm-hmm. obvious that I don't have money. It's obvious that I don't have a relationship. So what can I do? And if astrology is not going to provide me a solution, then what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
And why should I pay the astrologer to listen, to tell me what's wrong? I know what's wrong. So I have a site called astrovade.com, which is my astrology site. It's astrovade.com. And it has a lot of free readings and free horoscopes, and then also some free remedies as well.
Okay. I think the remedies are really, really important because I think it's bad when somebody goes to any kind of a reader, doesn't matter if it's an astrologer or just a reader,
if they're not told
some ways to help themselves, I really don't think that that reading...
I know. The Western astrologers sometimes have to wake up and then look at, you know, the Vedic astrology, which has remedies. Okay. If there is not a remedy, then astrology is useless, you know.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
Just like
so,
with any
reading. Only knowing, telling people the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And astrology has to have more than, telling people what they already know.
Right, and I think that's very true. So we're going to give out your name again for YouTube.
Yeah, it is, let me give it the sivababa.org. It's SivaBaba.org.
Okay.
SivaBaba.org.
Okay, I keep writing it down because I want to make sure I got it, because I'm going to go there and I'm going to check it out. The astrology site that you were talking about is called...
Yeah, astrovade.com. AstroVed.com.
Okay.
AstroVed.com. AstroVed.com.
Okay.
So if you go to this sivababa.org, there's a link to astrovade.com, so they don't have to worry about that.
Okay, and then do they still need the...
So it will take you to that site also. If you click on the astrology icon, it will take you to my astro website.
Okay, and do they still
need... And also I do a lot of charity work, and then if they click on the charity,
mm-hmm.
you know, then it will take to my foundation website as well.
Okay, which is very important.
So the
also.
Key is going to sivababa.org, SivaBaba.org.
Okay. And again, all of the mantras that you have, or all of the clips that you have on YouTube, there's 145 of them?
Yeah.
Okay, and they can click on there according to what they think they want?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's at the YouTube, so let's make everybody aware that they can go to YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is free in the YouTube.
Okay. But they can go to your .org one, and that actually tells you every place else they can go to find you.
Yeah, it will go.
Okay. Because I think it's very important that a lot of people out there understand that this does not have to be the end of the world for them, that this does not have to be where they have to live in misery, you know, that there are ways to change that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if the teachings that you are doing help people to change that, I would think that they would be more than worth everybody checking them out just to see if it can help them indeed.
Yeah.
You know, our time is just about up. Do you believe
okay.
It's not quite, but just about.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to, you know, help. So hope it benefits some people, okay?
I'm very sure that it will benefit some people, especially when they go to your site and then they click on to all the other ones, because I really appreciate you being able to give all of them out and letting people know that they are mostly free, because most of the time when you click on to something, it's going to cost you money.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you. Know, even if you go to my site, want to buy, download a CD, it costs $1. It can be lower than that. Okay?
Which is like nothing.
Yeah,
anyway.
Some of the... Karma busting videos is only audio. Is only you can download it for $1.
Okay. When you
don't have to pay $1 because it's all in the YouTube. If you go to the YouTube, you don't have to pay even that.
You just go to YouTube, right?
Yeah, go to the YouTube.
When you do your meditations, do you have music playing in the background?
Pardon me?
When you do your meditations, do you have music playing in the background?
Yeah, you can have music. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of my meditations have music in it also.
Okay, good. Anyway, I would like to thank you for being on my show, taking the time.
Okay.
I'm sure you're very, very busy. It has been
happy that I could be useful. Okay.
It's been very enlightening. And, and again, I'm sure a lot of people will be going to your YouTube site and also to your website just to get as much information as they can.
Great.
I really think people are looking for ways to help themselves. They just have to figure out that they're out there.
Okay, thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank you, of course, all the listeners out there. because it is very important that you, the listeners, understand that the shows are given to you so you can find out more things about yourself and find some help for yourself. This one was very enlightening today. Please, all of you, go to YouTube, check it out. Go to his website, check it out. Make sure that you check into what he is saying, and I am sure it will be more than helpful for all of you. So until next time, may God bless all of you. We're going to do a little bit shorter than what we need to, but may God bless all of you. Have a great week, and take care, and we'll talk to you again. Bye now.